HK Cast Episode 2, recorded with Rockrin, Brian Viper, Redonk, and Pigs. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is our second episode now, and I'm here with Brian Viper, Pigs, and Redonk.
How you doing?
This is Pigs, the only sober one in vent right now.
I regret that remark, but I'll accept it. Anyways, this is Redonk. What's up, everybody? Thanks, Rokin, for having us on.
And I'm Rokrin, and I'm very happy that I could get you guys onto the podcast. How was your guys' weeks?
Just like every other week in the summer, nothing but lovely work. No more fun summers for me.
After the two straight months of rain up here in beautiful New England, it's been 90-degree weather for the past couple weeks, so apart from working, I've been sitting on the couch trying not to die. And pretty much just watching the military channel and any other things I can watch. That's pretty much it.
Well, unlike Pigs, Kentucky's got beautiful weather. Some scattered showers, weather in the 70s. My past week has been spent moving out of my apartment. I'm moving back home with my folks, regrettably. But, you know, my buddy, who I was going to room with for a year, moved to India and left me with my dick in my hand. So, you know, it's all good. Been playing some Monopoly, some TF2, having fun, hanging out, probably too much, but that's been my week.
Yeah, my week's been, I haven't paid attention to the frickin' weather, because my week's been tech failure after tech failure. Basically, first I got a backdoor Greybird virus, and for those of you that don't know what that is, that's the virus that's actually like a hacker virus where they can get in and control your computer, and they pull all your credit card information and shit. So I deleted that manually, decided to use antivirus to scan my computer, and the antivirus deleted a whole bunch of shit it shouldn't have deleted, and totally wrecked my computer. I had to install Linux, then install Windows XP, then uninstall Windows XP so I could install Windows 7. And then, 2 days after I finally got my computer working again, my power cord shorted out, and now it doesn't work for my laptop at all.
I think we should start calling backdoor viruses Browntown viruses.
Yes!
Burn. I agree.
Dude, I don't understand how you have such bad luck. That, like, makes absolutely no sense.
It's been a bad tech week for the community all around, okay? Like, I'm not the only one having some serious hardware failure shit going on.
I was gonna say, Silex has been having issues, too. Silex has, like, had a bunch of hard drive issues trying to get Windows 7 on, and his old copy of Windows bugging out on him.
I just want to point out that I have no problems.
I have to say, I'm, rather impressed, because, although I don't know about you guys, but I haven't spent that much time on games this week. And I mean, I love games, but I think I sometimes spend a little too much time on it. It doesn't sound like any of us spent as much time on games as we really normally do.
Yeah, I will admit, the TF2 doldrums have come in every now and then. But it's mainly just because I get tired playing medic in a pub and no one protecting a medic or whatever. So I need a stress relief, which has been Monopoly this past week.
Monopoly is fucking amazing. Listen, a theory, right? Everyone spends 10 hours every day doing something, right? Whether it's working or going to school, 10 hours doing something. That's 8 hours of sleep. That's 6 hours of gaming. Dude, some people fucking bug out. I think that's too much, but I think that's plenty.
Brian's slurring his words together so we can all see how many DP he is. But for my gaming time right now, it's since the heat's been so bad, my computer is a piece of crap as it is. So the heat, I have like 4 fans going in my room constantly, and it's still not enough to overwrite the amount of heat that my computer puts out. So it makes my computer crash and my game start artifacting, so I can't really play it at all. But not really complaining that much since it's been too hot to play games anyways.
Rokrin, I hate to go back a topic here, but I wanted to ask you a question about your tech problem in terms of the virus. Did your antivirus delete files that were infected by the previous virus that you manually uninstalled?
No. It deleted the files that control my network connections, so I couldn't connect to any networks, and when I tried to scan it again, it deleted my drivers.
Well, that's my question. Were they infected? Like, why did it delete them?
Because I guess what happened is I accidentally, because Avast does its boot scan or whatever, and it scans before you boot up your computer 100%. I guess I hit delete all instead of just delete the one. So it just kind of kept going through everything it found, and when it found something that even remotely looked like a virus, like TF2's launcher and some other stuff that wasn't relevant to the system, and some stuff that was, it just deleted all of it rather than moving it to the chest.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say anybody dealing with any antivirus after a big virus causes issues. I recently recovered from one a couple weeks ago. Never just delete right away. Make sure you know what you're doing before you go deleting, like, system files and stuff, because that'll make it even worse than the virus ever could have. And typically, the bad viruses do infect system files or network connections and whatnot, and that's probably why it was noticed.
Browntown viruses show no mercy.
Fucking. In terms of gaming time, I don't know, like, I look at the game time for the community and for the other people in the clan and stuff, and everyone's got these, like, massive, expansive hours in all their classes, and they've, like, broken 100 hours and broken 200 hours, and I'm sitting there before I wiped my stats and reset them, and I had just broken 50 hours as engineer, and it's a weird feeling of feeling good because I'm not spending that much time on games, and feeling like shit because I know I'm not as good as everyone else.
So if it weren't for you wiping your records and whatnot, how many hours would you have accumulated as an engineer?
It would have been around 70, I think.
Alright, so you're still only a third of the way to me, so I feel a lot worse about my life, thanks.
You're welcome.
I just want to point out that I'm very disgusted in my entire 200 hours of gameplay.
Disgusted? You should be proud.
I'm proud that I reset my stats, and since resetting my stats, I have an hour and 20 minutes, probably more now, as a scout, and the next closest thing is 15 minutes as a sniper.
I have a quick question. Do any of you guys pay attention to how much time you spent in the last 2 weeks on Steam? Or in-game or whatever? I don't pay attention to that anymore. That's why I ask.
I definitely check it out. I was curious, honestly. I don't know why.
I check it on occasion just because I'm afraid of getting yelled at by the seniors for not putting enough playing time.
Dude, honestly, though, like, Steam makes you want to play more. When it gives that stupid rating, you know? Eagle scream!
Well, that's the thing with me. I idle, which if anybody is really wanting a hat pretty badly, I recommend you check out the TF2 Idler. But anyway, since I idle, I have, like, you know, as many maximum possible hours as you can accumulate in a week, so I always have Eagle Scream, and I always look like a loser for continually having that many hours on Steam.
Have you ever actually heard an Eagle Scream? Because I've never heard an Eagle Scream in my entire time of having 10.
Soldier said, isn't it?
Brian could imitate an eagle scream, I bet.
Sounds like someone dying.
That's what an eagle scream sounds like, dude.
Dude, doesn't the soldier say it, though, when it is taunts or some shit?
Yeah, but that's a manly scream, not one of those little... You sound like you're getting anally pounded, Jesus.
Ka-ka! Ka-ka!
Did you know that baby eagles are called raptors? Like,
thank
baby
you.
Eagles? I found that out in Alaska, dude, of all places, when I was up there on a cruise. Like, apparently, like, young eagles, like, baby eagles are raptors. They had a raptor center. I'm like, you guys have raptors? No, they're American eagles, dude. American bald eagles, like, in a natural habitat.
Why are you telling us this?
Because you asked about an eagle scream.
I don't want to fucking talk about raptors, because I just... Cade had a velociraptor that he was riding around in World of Warcraft, and he wouldn't give me one. Rockern got fucking left out of the velociraptor riding, and I'm very upset about it still.
I'd rather talk about raptors than World of Warcraft, to be completely honest.
You know what's a really cool game? Team Fortress 2.
Agreed. Speaking of that, I will back up Brian's comment about averaging around 6 hours of gameplay in a day. It's definitely somewhere around there. Daily, six, that's a lot. Maybe six is high, but some days more, some days less. That's why I say it's probably around six.
Yeah, but if fucking the whole Steam thing doesn't matter anymore, we got his fucking idle programs and shit. It's fucking hacks. And your fucking weapon scripts and shit.
Well, I was gonna say, speaking of hacks, man, like weapon scripts are not hacks, depending on what weapon scripts you're using.
What?
Like, I've looked a number of scripts on tf2wiki.net. They have a lot of scripts for all classes. And I took like 10 hours and I reconfigured every one of my classes. And now, like, I have my scout bound to right. When I right click, it brings up the pistol, and as long as I hold it down, it shoots as fast as you can as a scout. Which some argue with me. They're like, dude, I shoot faster than like the game would if you wrote a script for it because I'm a baller. That's Hippie because he's an awesome scout. But I'm not an awesome scout, so I need a script to shoot fast.
So fucking play scout more, dude. Holy shit. Dude, I was fucking running around with this arena ravine, I think, and some fucking scout came out of nowhere and popped me so fast, dude. It had to be a script because it's fucking impossible. Impossible!
Do you remember who it
was? Go fucking play scout more. I want to call people out. Dogs of War. I don't want to call people out. I don't for sure, because he's a fucking good player all around, but play scout more.
Way to be subtle, Brian. Very good.
This fucking dude, I don't know. I don't play scout because I'm a bad scout. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go fucking download a script so I can shoot faster. Or better, rather.
What I don't understand is the scripts for, like, engineer or whatever, where it's build, this counts as weapon scripts because the PDA counts as a weapon. I'll defend that to my grave. But where they have scripts where they just have to press a button and build. It's not that hard to hit 4-1, 4-2. If you're a good engineer, you have those numbers memorized anyway.
I spin my mouse wheel and hope something good comes up.
I have my 1, 2, 3, and 4 bound to build when I hold down shift as an engineer. It's a lot. Sometimes it's quicker than getting up the menu and hitting it, like, just holding down shift and pressing whichever one I want. Like, I mean, if you use scripts, like, if you script intelligently and then use them to your advantage, it makes you a better player. I don't see why you wouldn't take advantage of that.
Because not all the players on our... Sorry, Pigs. No, I was just gonna say, because not all the players on our servers knew that kind of shit, you know what I mean? It's a fucking newbie server. They walk in with, you know, binding keys and all this kind of shit.
Let's fix this right now. Okay, newbie server, because this isn't for you, Brian Viper. This is for people that keep asking this when we're on the servers. When it's newbie server, it doesn't mean it's just newbies playing there. It means newbie friendly. And it means newbies are going to play with people that know how to play the game, and they're going to get better at the game for it. Like, if I discovered before I joined the clan that I played on our servers exclusively, and then I moved to a different server, and I, like, dominated everyone there, because it's ridiculous how good you get playing on the servers when you're playing around people that know what they're doing.
The thing with scripts, though, is that you can kind of lose a lot of finesse with some of the things, like the rocket jumping scripts. Yeah, you can have one really good rocket jump, but, I mean, you lose a lot of the side ones. Like, you can't go side to side, you can't get a good height one, and like with sticky jumping, the same thing. It's kind of weird the way you do it.
No, wait. Pigs, I completely agree with what you just said, because those are scripts I don't use much, but the lack of control, a lot of scripts will cause you to lose control for ease of use. One I'm using still is a heavy script. When I left click, like, the heavy gun just starts shooting, and it won't stop shooting until I left click again. So I don't have to hold down the button, but I don't have as much control over the heavy as I normally would.
Wait, there's a script. There's a script for, like, sticky jumping?
Yeah, there are scripts for sticky jumping and rocket jumping.
Just fucking do it yourself. Is that really that big of a deal?
It's not hard to do. I don't know. I think there's a fine line between calling weapon scripts cheating and then calling, like, some of the actual cheating that goes on. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's something you can do now apparently with the particle effect on a sticky, and it's allowable in SV pure servers, and basically it edits the particle effect so stickies glow like ridiculously bright, and you can see them around corners and through walls, and you can see sticky traps.
If you're too stupid to figure out that there's going to be a sticky trap around the corner, then you don't deserve to play the game. I mean, I understand new players don't understand, but If you've been playing this for more than 15 hours, you know that demos are going to camp corners, so you really, it's your own fault if you run around a corner and hit that.
But, like, guys like Tuck, who camp ridiculous corners, corners you'd never expect a demo to camp, like, he's gotten me numerous times on those type of corners, and, like, if I had a particle effect, he would never get me, and neither would any new player be fooled by that. I saw the YouTube video that KJB had posted about the sticky particle effect, and I think Valve needs to fix that soon, or it actually will start to cause issues in, like, competitive matches.
I'll link to that video in the show notes for our listeners, so you guys can check that video out if you haven't seen it already.
I know I haven't, so I actually want to check that out just to see how much of an advantage it actually does give.
No, like, Pigs, like, if you were, like, I don't know, 20 feet away perspectively from a sticky, and it's, like, around the corner, like, on the wall, you could see through, like, two walls and see it. It's that bright. Like, it makes it like a sun or something.
I don't know, that's one of the two big things that annoys me, I guess, is cheating where you're editing effects in the game and stuff, and you're trying to find loopholes to get around stuff, and then server griefing, I guess, is my other big beef, which brings us into our first segment on the podcast, Grind My Gears. And today, grinding our gears is server griefing, so let's discuss that a little bit.
Fucking, you know what, I'll be honest. Fuck it, you've seen the YouTube videos, it can be absolutely hilarious, until it happens to you.
And the more you know.
I was going to say, like, there are times when I have honestly accidentally server griefed as an engineer. Like, I've made a teleport entrance on Badwater, and my exit, I had no idea it would do this. I thought it was a wonderful exit. No, it got all of my teammates stuck, and I eventually had six teammates stuck in the same spot before I even knew it had happened, because I made it level 3 before I ever built it. I found it kind of funny when it happened, and I destroyed the exit as soon as possible, but you gotta admit, sometimes it's funny, but it's not something you want to encourage.
That is absolutely hilarious, and I love you. I want to point that out.
Teleporter orgy.
Yes! Yes!
I the things that piss me off about it is you get guys who, I don't know, get mad or get mad at their team, or they just want to fuck and get a reaction with somebody, just like any kind of griefer. That's the point of griefing. It's like when they build an entrance from, like, your spawn back 2 points. So if you were, like, on Badlands, it would be a teleport back to your first spawn when you're, like, at the fourth. But the thing is, on our newer servers, when you have newer players, people take it.
Yeah, that's the point, though. Like, I think it's hilarious and all, but, like, our servers clearly say, like, you know, newbie servers, you all say newbie friendly and all that kind of shit, but then, like, they come, like, maybe it's like a target. Because I never caught many people doing dumb shit in our servers, and it's frustrating, dude. Go to a fucking idiot server and do it.
I've only caught one NG doing what I just described, that kind of a thing. Most of them, like, when they see, we almost always have admins on. We have so many and such a strong community of regulars that we don't normally have to police it that hard. But if it's there, it gets caught pretty quickly.
My least favorite thing is when engineers build teleporter exits or entrances right behind snipers that are strafing back and forth trying to get shots off. And so you're zoomed in, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're like some random place and you're getting owned by Pyro.
That is fucking amazing! That is the funniest thing ever!
Wait, somebody's done that? That's awesome.
This is amazing, dude. If it happened to you, I'm sorry, but that's amazing.
That's pretty funny.
I love how Pigs is like, that's the worst thing in the world, and we're all like, yes.
Dude,
100%.
That makes me want to try and get, like, an exit up on, like, the sniper's nest on 2-Fort or something.
Dude,
that's
doing
when
it
happens. Just do it to Hippie next time you snipe it.
Oh my god, I would laugh so hard.
I don't know. I guess my issue with server griefing is, like, it can be funny. I agree 100%. It's quite funny, and if they stop when you ask them to stop, then it's all in good fun and whatever, that's cool. Like today when we're filling servers and stuff, if you're griefing, I don't really care cuz we're filling servers and nobody's that serious anyway. But it's when, like, you're in a good solid game and you've got two guys doing it constantly and they're not stopping when they're asked and stuff that it crosses the line, I guess.
Medic,
also the
Go ahead, Pigs. I'm sorry.
Oh, the inter-team griefing, where, like, you get two friends that are, like, sitting beside each other on a computer on two opposite teams, and you're lining, like, one's an engineer, and then you tell the other guy that's a spy to, like, sit behind the exit and just, like, taunt everyone that comes out.
Yeah, that's just stupid griefing and a waste of time. I don't even understand. I guess it's funny to whoever's doing the griefing, I guess, but I don't understand the point of griefing. I don't understand the point of cheating either, though, so it makes no sense to me.
I was going to say, I understand, like, you know, if you're a pyro and you want to try and pull off, like, a taunt kill, like, maybe once or twice in a certain area, okay, it's funny. Like, when I kill people, I rub it in and taunt, like, 25% of the time, just because I like being a dick and I think it's really funny. That's not griefing, it's funny.
You are a giant walking dick.
But I mean, it encourages people to want to kill me. Like, it builds up their hate for me, and then they kill me, and then they taunt. And like Wacky D, I did it once on 2-4, ended up dominating him as an engineer, and he dominates me 10 times to 1, but I still taunt when I kill him just because it's fun.
It's like in Left 4 Dead too. It's like where you're the tank and you just go around killing your own teammates that are trying to like wrap up the survivors and everything. And so you're just being a dick to your own teammates when you could have like stopped them. It's, I don't know, makes me want to vote kick people out of the server for that.
Speaking of Left 4 Dead, this is actually something I kind of wanted to talk about on the podcast a little bit. So that's good that we bring that up. What do you guys think of Left 4 Dead 2 coming out so soon after the original game?
Dude, like, it definitely bums you out, you know, like, I'll be honest, when the game comes out, they kind of postpone it, I'm kind of happy, so they work on, like, you know, all the little shit and shit like that. I don't know, dude, that's fucking, I think it's way too soon, it kind of bums me out. Left 4 Dead was definitely great. I just don't know how they're going to make, like, a fucking, is it going to be like a complete new game? Yeah, I don't know what they're even doing, I know they're adding, like, a fucking new monster and shit.
You can look at it two ways, though, where you see EA and all the stuff they do with Madden, where that's essentially the same game with just updated rosters every year, and people go out in droves to just buy that. But, I mean, when you have a respectable company like Valve doing it, and they're actually making solid new content with new everything, new campaigns, new weapons, not even just reskinned weapons, absolutely new weapons. Like, come on, who doesn't want to play as a fat guy, fat black guy that kind of looks like Warren Sapp? I mean, just running around saying football quotes the entire time, that'd be awesome.
Wait, I gotta ask though, is it like a completely new game? Like, I don't understand what they're doing. Is it gonna be like almost like playing Left 4 Dead again with new like characters and shit? Like, what is it?
It's sort of like Diablo, or the way they phrased it. It's sort of like Diablo 2 in the way where the maps revamp themselves depending on how well you're doing. I guess that's not like Diablo, but there are other games that they have different routes that you can go, or they block off certain routes if you're doing too well, so it sort of forces you into a choke point, something like that. It's randomly generated maps, which is, it might not be exactly like that, but that's definitely how they're framing it, so it could be their fault if it doesn't turn out that way.
In terms of, like, core gameplay and stuff, though, yeah, from what I gather, Brian, it's pretty much the same with the different people, and you have melee weapons and stuff in it, but in terms of the actual gameplay, it's still basically the same thing.
So they have, like, what, how many months to work on a completely brand new game? Like, I know Valve makes fucking good shit, but I don't know, man.
I think it's a money grab. I don't understand why whatever they're doing now, why can't they do an expansion for Left 4 Dead or something? Or even a standalone expansion. You get standalone expansions with other games all the time. I don't understand why that can't be one of those.
Alright, here's an unbiased opinion. I've never played Left 4 Dead. In my life as a gamer, I've heard so many things about it. Almost every clan member I know has played Left 4 Dead numerous times. I've never played it, never bought it. I guess I'm just cheap. But seeing a Left 4 Dead 2 already out, like, it's been one of the greatest games I've ever played. StarCraft still hasn't come out with StarCraft 2, and Valve is deciding to make Left 4 Dead 2 within a year of its original release. That's gotta be a money grab. I don't understand what other reason they could have for re-releasing a new game, or not re-releasing, but just releasing it's not even an update. It's a new game. There's no way it could be anything other than money related. I mean, maybe it's smart on their part, but they're gonna lose so many customers.
And you know that shit's gonna cost fucking like $50. Fuck you, Valve. Fuck.
How much did the original cost?
I think it was about 50 when I saw it on Steam when Left 4 Dead originally came out. I'm pretty sure it was about $50 on Steam.
So they're gonna charge you $50 for a game, and then a year later they're gonna charge you $50 for the second version of that game without an update. Man, that's like Boning your customers hard.
Well, that's why, like, I would be fine with it if it was a standalone expansion, which would be cool, because, I mean, I have Left 4 Dead for console. I don't play it on PC, because my laptop simply won't run it. But if they did, like, a standalone expansion on PC, where people with Left 4 Dead 2 could play with people for with Left 4 Dead, and then they just updated Left 4 Dead, so, like, that could happen, that would make sense to me. But I don't understand creating an entirely new game and dropping Left 4 Dead, because let's be honest, they're saying they're going to keep supporting Left 4 Dead after Left 4 Dead 2's release, but how long, really? Like,
Valve takes it in the ass. Valve takes it in Browntown. Browntown. Browntown.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a tight... Browntown's going to be tight squeezed with them and EA in the same area.
Dude, it's fucking... It makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no fucking sense to me to release it that early. I like Left 4 Dead.
Well, I don't know if I'm biased or not, because, I mean, I've only played it on console. I haven't played it on PC. Maybe PC views are different, because I know, like, the PC view of people playing TF2 on console versus playing TF2 on PC is drastically different.
Do you guys know anybody that have played TF2 on console? Because I don't know many. Most don't stick with it.
Me, it's a very bad game. Where we should not discuss it. Now is not the time to discuss it, because you really need a lot of time to do it.
I've heard that the servers are even smaller. You can't have as many people as you can on PC. That's the rumors.
It's a lot more deathmatchy than TF2 on the PC is. It's not as fun.
That's the rumor.
You mean TF2 on the PC is not a deathmatch game? Because considering a lot of the pubs that are out there, it certainly seems like it.
No, Pigs, like, you might think that, but when you play it on console, it's literally like playing class-based Halo. That's how people approach it. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of TF2 again, I don't want to bring us back into another topic again, but there was still a little bit more I wanted to adjust or comment on when it came to weapon scripting. I know that Brian looks down upon it, but there are some bits of weapon scripting that really can be useful that I wouldn't consider cheating so much as just being more advantageous about your game interface. And by that, I mean I've re-interfaced, I would say, around half my classes such that my right-clicking brings up my secondary weapon, such as Medic. When I right-click, I hold it down, it shoots my needle gun. Whenever I left-click, it brings back my medi gun and heals people. And whenever I hit Q or, like, my mouse wheel, like, it just switches to the Uber Saw. And doing that, it's... Or Soldier, like, either one. Like, both of those have made so many differences in my gameplay. And I can comment, I know some great soldiers who have tried re-interfacing, I don't know, Hugh Jazz for one. And he's already saying, like, dude, this makes it so much easier. Like, this makes me an even better soldier. I don't know.
That actually sounds like a decent idea. But I might actually have to try it out before I make any judgment calls on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't play pub medic anymore, but the medigun, needle gun thing, it seems like it would be a lot easier than switching.
It just makes it a lot. It makes you have to be less aware. Like, it gives you the advantage of knowing that, like, when you right click, your gun's coming out, you're going to be shooting. Like, I don't know. It saved me a lot more than it normally does.
Fuck you and your scripts. I'll just scroll through it and pick my gun. You happy now? You want a cookie? Okay. You want a cookie?
What a well thought out argument.
We gotta stop before Brian flips a tit here.
Brian, your logic is irrefutable.
I would like to introduce our first ever male. We have 4 emails, which, you know, it's not a lot, but I'm definitely very happy people actually emailed us. So we've got 4 emails with things to read, and I think we'll just hop right into that. So, Redonk, you want to read the first one?
Yeah, no problem. All right, our first one here is from one of our wonderful regulars known as Artie Attack. Artie for short. He used to be Lemony Snicket. Anyways, his question, his email is, just wondering on what's, well, newbier, the Huntsman, a.k.a. the Nubsman, or Pyros, Mouse W1 Pyros. Personally, I hate both. But if anyone has played with me in Server of Late, I have profusely cussed out, in a way, Huntsman Snipers, because I think that they're not snipers in any way. What's even better are Huntsman Snipers with a Razorback gun, because that just shows they totally don't understand the purpose of their class. But I really feel that Sniper has changed their class completely. Like, when you're using a bow and arrow, you're getting up close. You're no longer a sniper. You're just some jackass with a bow and arrow that doesn't require much aim and just requires luck. Whereas Pyro, at least, I mean, you're putting yourself in the vicinity of killing people. You might not have to aim as much. But I will side in the side that I think that Huntsman is much newbier than just a mouse 1 plus W Pyro.
I'm going to have to say I'm kind of a little bit on the fence with this one, I guess, because the Huntsman has that problem where you can shoot it down a hallway and you're pretty much guaranteed to get a kill if it's fully charged. But at the same time, I feel like it's still harder to get a kill with a Huntsman unless you're in a super crowded area, and even then, I guess, than it is with a Pyro, because with a Pyro, you've got basically an area of effect weapon that you're spamming at the people around you, and it sets them on fire, and it does damage over time. So you can hit, you know, two or three people with the same burst of flame, and not only do you hit two or three people, which you can't really do with the Huntsman, but you're still doing damage even after you hit them. So, like, I think Mouse 1 Pyro's a little bit newbier, but honestly, Huntsman, I think if you're gonna give the Huntsman to Sniper, don't call it Sniper anymore, because Sniper is there to zoom in with the rifle and shoot. That is the Sniper's trade in real life, and that's the Sniper's trade in TF2. And the Huntsman doesn't fit that at all, I don't think. There were definitely better options for unlocks.
Alright, dude, listen. Like, the Sniper thing, the bow and arrow, it definitely requires some kind of skill. I mean, I play it, I suck at it, but anyone can will one mouse fucking the Pyro in circles burning everyone. Anyone could do that, dude. Fucking, it requires a little bit of skill, definitely, to do the whole sniper, the bowman thing. I mean, I understand the whole thing where you can sit in the hallway and hit people, but no, anyone, Buffbot could even be a Pyro.
Well, the thing that pisses me off, I mean, most one W Pyros are irritating, but I mean, I've played long enough now where it's my own fault if I get killed by them. I should be good enough where I can take them out easily, even after, you know, 400 hours of playing, dear God. But what I hate the most is the Huntsman snipers that go, hee-hee, I'm a bitch, jump around the corner, shoot one, and then brag about how they get to headshot you and how it wasn't luck. And, you know, when they're just, you know, sitting around with their thumbs up their ass, just kind of walking around, firing off random shots, and you walk into one, that's the thing that pisses me off the most.
I mean, okay, I will say this. I guess I will retract my statement to a degree in saying, for a player who's never played in Team Fortress 2 and is considered what you would call a noob, they will get more points as a Pyro. However, I still stand by someone as a sniper, using a Huntsman and doing well or whatever, does not mean they're a good sniper in any form. It means they're a good hunter. They're a good bow and arrow type guy.
It means they're a good Indian.
Yeah, like they're not. That's not racer. A sniper. The form using a bow and arrow. No, in no game whatsoever does sniping transcend to that form. And I think Valve has completely ruined or trashed the image of sniper in their game by adding the Huntsman.
I like to call it the Cuntsman.
Wow, Pigs, that's better than anything I've ever come up
with.
Oh
my
lie,
God, iTunes is gonna beat the shit out of us. That's okay.
Who's gonna beat the shit out of us?
iTunes. No, they don't listen to podcasts after they screen the first one. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, especially this one.
All right, moving on. Next email from me. Who's bigger, the dong or the chode? What? Who's griefing our podcast? Spikey! Motherfuckers!
I don't think that's Spikey. I don't know. This is the email we got where, like, everyone else
signed
who they were at the bottom. I don't know who it is.
What was the email address?
It's fucking Serpent Text. I bet you it is. It's Serpent Text.
Dude, I would wager it was Serpent. Because
I bet
know,
it was Cade. No, Cade. You know what?
No, Cade doesn't have an e-penis. Serpent, though, he cares about his.
Fucking
And Cade would never refer to himself willingly, and like in a non-joking way, as the dong, because he hates everyone for that.
Yeah. I'm not gonna read the email address on air.
No, it was.
I want to, just so we can all send them porn links.
Spikey's one of those assholes. I bet it was Spikey.
Well, anyways, just so everybody knows, this may have been an inside joke before now, but if you're ever in game with a guy named Cade, that's Caidh, refer to him as Dong, and he will absolutely adore you. He'll probably like be your buddy, and like he will love you for it. I guarantee it.
You think you're funny, Spikey? You think you're funny, Spikey? I'm on to you.
Yeah, if you're ever in a game with Cade and he's doing well against you, call him that. He'll get angry and all of his skill will go out the window and he'll probably rage quit eventually.
Alright, wait. Alright, hold on. Next question. First off, wait, who wrote this?
No, there's still a question in that email you were reading before.
Oh, yes. Alright, you have become the head of the Epic Dust Bowl Raid. What do you do now? The head of the Epic Dust Bowl Raid.
What does that even mean?
What the fuck is
raid? You know what? Fuck you, Spikey, you motherfucker.
If it's not Spikey, he's gonna come and, like, I don't know,
like,
rape you.
Spikey's a Spikey's British. He can't do it. No, I'm not gonna say that.
Honestly, if you're ahead, I think the most important thing to do is you wanna, like, wait, listen. Okay, I fucking deal this shit all the time. You wanna make your fucking team pick the correct classes to win the game.
Amen! There's no order of how many good teams I've been on that have lost to whoever, just because everybody wants to be a sniper or spy or engineer. They all want to be support. Nobody wants to be the big classes.
Like, you
and
don't
make
understand.
Make sure the heavy has aggro.
Yeah, but, like, we put class limits in, and it doesn't work. Pick the correct fucking classes, you motherfuckers.
I'm beginning to think, like, in addition to our class limits, we should take how many people can join the servers and figure out how we can limit all the classes. Like, I don't want to do that in reality, but, I mean, seriously, there's fucking teams where it's ridiculous, and you have, like, 5 soldiers on one team, and that's just stupid.
We can do, like, immigration quotas.
What?
Oh my god, what?
Never mind.
No, let's hear it.
Well, I don't want to get all political, but I'm just saying, like, the U.S. has had immigration quotas for years. Like, you can only allow certain people from, like, the Western Europe and Eastern Europe and people from East Asia, and I don't know how I was going with this.
West Asia?
What?
I may not agree politically, Pigs, which is what I know you wanted to avoid, but in a sense, like, that analogy works, because there are times, like, say it's 6v6, you don't need, like, 2 spies on your team, you don't need 2 snipers. People will never understand that. Maybe if you're just messing around filling a server, which is why I think Ryokan is right in saying in actuality, I don't think we would ever attempt implementing this on our servers, but in a euphoria, a utopian world, euphoria, my goodness, I must be in a euphoric state to be making that comment, but in a utopian world, that would be how our servers ran, but that's just not going to happen.
What are you talking about?
Brian, you didn't graduate high school, so you couldn't possibly hope to actually comprehend our conversation right now.
Actually, I went to a 2-year college, a community college.
Do we have another email we should be reading? I don't know.
I think we have another email.
Yeah, we should probably move on. Anyways, this one, I wasn't told who wrote it, but I'm pretty sure it was Pop J, just because of the way it's written, because of the spelling. Okay, so it reads, I have some stuff for the podcast. First off, where's the kiddo love? And
that's
I can answer that right away with, it's illegal in most places, so if I were to tell you where it was, I don't want to be arrested. But maybe just, you know, contact me and we can set something up sometime.
I'd just like to point out that there's plenty of Kittle love, there's just no Pop J love.
And there's like another 2 parts to this. And he says he wants to give his brilliant gameplay tip, which is don't die. Which I can't believe I haven't heard that one before in my over a year of playing, and I'm sure all of you listening haven't heard it before either.
Actually, if you're the spy with that dead ringer, you need to die. Just saying.
Oh, Pop J just got shot down.
Hey, bringing up the dead ringer, I don't want to go off topic too quickly, but I just want to mention that on our servers, if you actually give any shit about your rank, which a lot of people like to type rank every 10 seconds or after every death to see how well they are, because they care about their E-penis. Anyways, obviously, if you use the dead ringer, when you die with a dead ringer, although like it might be a fake death, according to your rank, it counts as a death. I say this because I messed around on 2-Fort one day as a fake sniper, died 20 times in the round. I only died one time, and honestly, I was like 8-1. But I looked at my rank afterwards, and apparently I typed in session. I was 1-20 K to D on the round. It was ridiculous.
That's another thing Valve needs to fix on the next patch, or people are going to be pissed off just because their EPs are like, I'm not going to cast now.
Well, I'm angry!
That's more the plug-in for rank than it is, I think, for Valve to fix.
Well, it's fun blaming Valve for everything, so I think I'm just going to stick with that.
While we're talking about spies really quickly before we move on to our to the last part of Pop J's email. if there's somebody out there, I don't know if we actually scienced it yesterday, but Brian was talking about it yesterday at some point. And if somebody out there wants to go science, whether or not when you're a spy, if you disguise as someone who has a hat, if you disguise with the hat they're wearing, if somebody wants to go science that and email us and tell us whether or not that happens, that would be absolutely fantastic.
We'll call you our bro scientist of the week.
Yes!
Anyways, the last part of it is just Pop J inquiring about where the idea for the podcast came from and what we're trying to do with it. I can answer the first question, even though this wasn't my idea, but I can safely say that this occurred to Rock in a drunken stupor, so where most of his good ideas come from, which is saying a lot, actually. But that's the first part of it. I can let Rock do the rest, since he's the one that set this up, and we owe it all to him.
Yeah, the podcast, as Pig said, came to me when I was trashed out of my tree, which is where all my good things come from. All my good teleporter spots in TF2 and stuff came when I was drunk, and then I draw a little picture so I remember where they are. But pretty much, it was just like, I thought it'd be cool to give something back to the community, and I've podcasted before with other websites for gaming and stuff, and I thought it was fun, so I pitched the idea to the clan, and we thought it was cool, and it took a little bit of time to get off the ground, but it was definitely something everyone was interested in, which I was very happy about. In terms of what exactly we're aiming to do in it, which is what PopJ says, basically just to like entertain you guys, you know, because you guys are the community, and without you guys, there wouldn't be any real reason to run the servers anyway, right? So let's, you know, give you guys something back and give you guys a little bit of entertainment, since you guys can't all be in vent with me when I'm drunk all the time.
I'm personally here on this podcast to save the world. Captain Planet!
Well, okay, we got one more email. And this email is from Silver, and he wants to talk about the item levels. Basically, he says, you guys should talk about the item level thinner. Like, thinner, what the... Hillbilly. Thinner, like, how Valve declared it a bug, and it is now fixed. What you thought of levels, how they were like, oh shit, I have 100 sand fucking bitch that does nothing. I guess that means a level 100 sandwich that does nothing but heal, but it's still level 100, and now it's gone back to, oh hey, my billionth huntsman. So, like, I don't know. I liked the levels. I didn't know it was a bug for the longest time. I thought it was just something they implemented to be cool. I thought it was cool, because, I mean, I don't like getting duplicate items, but if there's going to be levels to it, and I can be like, I have a level 94 Bloodsauger, I mean, that's pretty neat, and I'm a little bit upset that they patched it, I guess.
I pretended it was like Pokemon. I had to catch them all.
I agree, Rokrin. Actually, the TF2 Idler, which acquires items and hats for you as if you were playing the game, it rolls as many times as you would roll if you were in game. It now has an update where if you get an item that's a higher level than the one you own, if you want to delete the older one that's lower level, it will delete it. Which, what I would do is whenever I got items, if it was a higher level, like if my Bloodsauger was level 94, and I got a level 97 Bloodsauger, bye-bye level 94, I've got a level 97. I realize it's never actually going to affect my game, but it's, I don't know, my APness is important to me, and I want a level 97 Bloodsauger.
I do like your APness, but I thought the whole thing of the levels was it's supposed to be like, I thought they said they were going to make it like each level, like the higher level it was, the better it would have been eventually, but they didn't do it yet. Isn't that what we were supposed to do?
Thank God that they didn't, because that would have been the most miserable game playing experience I've ever had.
I thought that was the whole point with the whole trading system, so you can get like really crazy items, you know, level 100 and trade it. Was that the idea?
No, honestly, the whole point of the trading system, I'm not even going to lie, is at this point, because they've put achievements back in, now the trading system is strictly there for hats, I think. I mean, it's obviously you're going to be able to trade other items, but the only thing people are going to use that trading system for is to either give items to people that don't already have them, like noobs and stuff who want Kurtzkrieg or something, give them one for free, or trade hats. That's what it's there for now.
Coming from a Monopoly pro who is good at trading, I will advise you, if you have items, do not trade your hats for an item, and do not be a dick and try and trade your items for a hat. That's just wrong.
I think that's actually a really good idea, is just stockpile all the useful items. I mean, if you're going to give a new player something, give them the Kritzkrieg or the Nubrisa or the Blutsager. Don't give them the friggin' like Natasha or something, because honestly, the other things are game changers for the medics. The Natasha isn't so much so. I mean, they can earn that themselves if they really want it that much.
I didn't know that. I just want to say that's fucking retarded. Thank you, Valve. A whole lot of ass. Where's our next episode of Half-Life 2? Where is it?
Who else left? Who else left now with the classes?
Demo Man, Soldier, and Engineer, but Soldier, I guess, is probably going to be the next update. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but that could definitely be something to talk about.
No, I didn't mean update-wise. I meant video-wise, like showing meet the whatever.
Oh, Medic, Pyro, and that's it.
You know they're going to save the Pyro for last, because that's the one everybody wants to see.
It'll probably say nothing, dude. It'll probably like, run around and fucking burn things and make odd noises.
And that'll probably be mouse W1 jokes as well.
No, dude. You know why the freaking Pyro's last? Because they're going to unveil that the Pyro is, in fact, a chick in that video.
They never will.
I can add something to my spank bank.
Dude, they'll never announce it. They'll never say what it is. They'll leave it for you to imagine.
No, they'll hint at it. They'll hint at it, but they'll never actually straight out say, hey, the Pyro's a chick.
Exactly. Fucking assholes! Yeah.
That wraps up our mail, for this week. I just wanted to say, if you guys have any questions or comments, or even, like, if you've got a video or something that you think's cool, send it on in to, hkcast@gmail.com, and we'll definitely read it off. We decided it'd be kind of cool if we maybe did a player of the week kind of thing in the podcast. So who do you guys think we should put up for player of the week this week? Because player of the week never changes.
I guess two guys I would nominate, one being Artie for the email. I think anybody that sends an email should at least get some kind of nod in that direction. And guys I've seen a lot in server that I hadn't of late, Spikey would be a
what?
Recommend.
No!
I don't know, Spikey deserves a Player of the Week nomination. Come on, Viper.
No, he deserves to be banned forever. That's what he deserves. I'm on to you!
I'm really biased, because if I was going to nominate someone, it would be someone who's been playing Puzzle Pirates, me. But I'll talk about Puzzle Pirates in a minute. I think Artie would be a good player of the week. He was the first one to send in an email, actually. So,
Please don't make them players. It just makes them good at sending an email.
I will make Artie player of the week. I can do it!
Sweet. Okay, player of the week is now Artie. That's awesome. Cool.
Congrats, Artie. You are now.
Don't
choke anybody else.
I'm gonna plug now. I'd like to plug Puzzle Pirates. It's a little game you can find, puzzlepirates.com. It's basically a whole bunch of puzzles that you'll recognize because they're all kind of puzzles that you're used to playing in Flash games or whatever. But you're a pirate, and it's all integrated into the pirate world, whether it's sailing or bilging water out of the boat or fixing the boat or whatever. And we've got a few people playing it now. We've got Dom, Silver, Silux, myself. There's a whole bunch of people playing it, and we do go out and we do pillage together and stuff, and it's really a lot of fun. So hit up the forums at hkcentral.net and sign up and go scroll all the way down to the bottom to the PC Games forum, and come drop us a line if you make an account. We've got our ocean that we're on and stuff up there, and drop us a line, and you definitely come play with us because it's a lot of fun.
Wait, my plug. I don't know if you guys saw the in the lounge forum. Ari made a very nice little banner kind of picture thing for our podcast. So I want to plug her her DeviantArt site, countari.deviantart.com. Check it out.
My plugs, the first thing I was going to plug would be our forum, so it's real plugged. Remember, hkcentral.net. If you're listening to our podcast and aren't on our forums, you should definitely hit up our forums and talk us up. I also recommend people get on Vent, which is what we're currently using to talk to you. Use our Ventrilo, talk to us, hang out with us, be ballers. And then one last thing I would like to plug, shameless as it is, Pogo Monopoly, just because it's too much fun.
Wait, one more thing, though, Aries thing. I hear a rumor. A rumor, if you ask her nicely, and she isn't busy, she might just make you an avatar. Just a rumor.
If you check out my avatar, the drunk Tom Nook, and Brian Viper's avatar as well, both of those were drawn by Ari, and she's a phenomenal artist. So another place
Ari
to find her. My last plug is
Oh, and speaking of Ari, her picture of our podcast, this is the four this week, is pretty sick. I'm definitely making my picture in there, the avatar. For one, it looks awesome, and two, it makes me look better than the rest of them, which is the case. But yeah, that'll be my avatar, and I think I speak for the rest. It'll probably be their avatar as well, at least for the time being.
Well, I'm portrayed as a falling down drunk in front of the table. So, yeah, it'll be my avatar.
And I have a sex doll, which is completely awesome. But I'd like to plug two things, actually. One would be that I wish all of you would be accepting and open-minded to all your fellow human beings, since when I go into work next week, I get to work with someone very unique. It is a post-op transsexual, and so I'm looking forward to that and, you know, making sure to call him a him as opposed to a her, because I'll get yelled at. And the second thing is a...
Pigs, you sound like you're trying out for a Miss America pageant. Come on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My voice is cracking.
Keep going.
Keep going. I love
it's
hearing
the water.
You.
Okay, my second plug would be for the Taco Bell bacon cheesy potato burrito thing, which I know everyone has hang-ups on Taco Bell because you get all those reports that you like get a 50% chance of contracting salmonella and getting diarrhea for a month and a half just by eating something there. But that thing is amazing. I love it. And it's surprising because it goes through your digestive system like a dream. It's so smooth and it's just nice and easy.
Dude, the Taco Bell dog just died, eh? Like 4 days ago, I guess, or something. It was apparently a girl, and she bit the dust, and I felt really bad.
Hey, Roken, your Canadian side's coming out, eh?
Haha, suck.
Shut up. Just freaking jealous because we have polar bears and moose and people dying. Apparently some guy got murdered on a trail in the mountains now, and they found bones scattered around. They don't know how long he's been there. All the exciting stuff happens here.
Dude, who cares about some guy dying up in Canada when the Taco Bell dog is dead? That like makes me cry inside.
Yeah, fuck that guy. What about the Taco Bell dog? Though I will say I don't really care because I can still get Taco Bell every day.
Dude, come on, like, who doesn't love Taco Bell? Like, I can't account on how many times I've had to go out with friends, and we always have, you know, you always have a designated driver when you go out, and every time we go out, I swear it's Taco Bell or White Castle, and I'll swear by Taco Bell before I'd ever swear for White Castle.
Is a designated driver for you one where they've only had, like, 3 beers as opposed to 12?
Dude, I got Taco Bell today, I just wanted to point it out. I got Taco Bell today, and I haven't shit yet.
Pigs, well, you can find... Sorry, go on, Redonk.
I was just going to say, Pigs, in response to your question about a designated driver, depending on how long we've been out, if we've been out to an extent of 4 more hours, then if they've had 3 or less drinks, yes, I would consider them a designated driver. Any more than that, then no.
It depends on how recent their drinks, too, were. Just take my advice, kids. Don't drink like Rockrin. That's my advice, I think. It's important. In fact, don't drink like anybody on this podcast other than pigs, because, yeah.
I'm not drunk.
Stupid comment.
I'm not drunk yet.
I will say that whether you're drunk or sober doesn't mean you can't make stupid comments. Hint, hint.
Alright, I think Brian Viper throwing up takes us to the end of our podcast episode this time. So, anything else you guys want to say?
It's so hot that my nipples are raw.
You know, I learned a lot today. I'm going to fucking kill Spikey. And Weapon Scripts are still ass. Still ass. I think I'm done.
I'm glad I get the last word, because I would like to say, if you ever need any help with weapon scripting, I'll help you with the best of my ability, as long as it's legit and not some ridiculous hack. Or re-interfacing. I swear, I know too many people that attest to it. But again, I still get the last word, so sucks for you, Brian. Anyways, thanks all for listening.
No!
It's been a great podcast. Roker,
no!
Thanks for having us on. It's been a lot of fun. And take it easy, guys. See you on the forums, hopefully. I'm out.
Brian Viper just got undermined by the authority of the podcast. All right, guys. This is the end. Thanks to everybody for listening. And tune in for episode 3 whenever we have it. Have a very merry time frame.
But dude, for the whole time thing, I developed...
I'm sorry, I gotta laugh.
What's the word? A theory.
Don't worry,
Brian's like, I think.
Wait, what's the a theory? I developed a theory. Listen.
Brian, you can start talking again now. He'll edit it out.
Wait,
right, we're good. Start talking now.